Please be seated.
那个昨天早上跟今天早上的早祷会齁，好像大家第一个钟就自动结束祷告，对不对？
Yesterday and today's morning prayer, everyone automatically stopped at the first bell.
那个其实我们只有早祷会有两个钟嘛，对不对？
In fact, let us remember that only our morning prayers have two bells.
第一个钟就是想要吃早餐的。
The first bell is for those who need to go take breakfast.
第二个钟就是第二个钟是9:10才打这样子。
And we will ring the next bell at 9:10.
大概我们都因为昨天早上也是这样嘛，忘了提醒，今天早上自动变成这样。
And so we forgot to remind you yesterday, so today we all stopped at the first bell.
我们如果说没有吃饭多祷告一下也很好。
So if those of you who don't have to have breakfast, it would be great to pray a little more.
要吃饭就我们大家都这么，我们都有人生经验了。您想不想吃都可以自己做决定。
And if you really need to take breakfast, it is okay.
那我们今天来看民数记的12章。
Today let us read chapter 12 of Book of Numbers.
那这个民数记十二章，我们来在查考之前呢，我们先来看题目。
So before we read this chapter, let us look at the topics of this chapter.
我们来看生命记的24章第9节。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 24.
生命记24章第9节。
Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 9.
24章第9节。
Chapter 24 verse 9.
24章第9节。那兄弟念一下。
24章第9节，当纪念出埃及后，在路上主你神向米利亚所行的事。
这个圣经上特别让我们纪念，在出埃及的路上主神向米利亚所行的事。
Here God especially mentioned that we must remember what the Lord has done to Miriam along the way out of Egypt.
在新约主耶稣让我们纪念谁啊？
Well, who do we have to remember in the New Testament?
Maria, huh?
We have to remember Maria. 做了一件美事 because she has done a beautiful thing.
那是谈到玛利亚的爱
and that refers to the love of Mary.
那这个到底纪念米利亚做什么？
Then why do we have to remember Miriam?
可不可以用一句话说，到底神要让我们纪念米利亚做什么？
Can we sum up in one line what does God want us to remember from Miriam?
有没有谁愿意？
Is there anyone who was?
啊？
跟主的信心。
跟主的信心，那是二章。米利亚当然是带领以色列百姓赞美神，以色列的女子赞美神，这是好的。
So, in chapter 12, Miriam.
不是 chapter 12, 就是米利亚的一生呢，她带领以色列的妇女呢一起歌颂神，这是好的，这是有信心的表现。
Throughout Miriam's life, she led the Israelites women to praise and sing praises to God, and this was a beautiful thing.
但是要纪念神向米利亚所行的事的这件事哈，看起来好像不是正面的。
But what is referred here as to remember what has God done to Miriam, it doesn't seem like a very positive thing.
因为第八节，对，第八节，念一下第八节。生命记24章第8节。
Chapter 24 verse 8。
生命记24章第8节。
Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 8。
在大麻风的灾病上，你们要谨慎照祭司立位人一切所指教你们的，留意答遵行。我怎样吩咐他们，你们要怎么样遵行。当纪念埃及后啊。所以这个是在谈大麻风事情啊，要怎么样做的一些事情。
So this recording was in regards to what to do with leprous disease and what they should do.
所以纪念神向米利亚的事情就是神向米利亚吐口水了。
And so to remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam is to remember that God once spat on Miriam's face.
那个吐口水不是真的吐口水了，是打口水仗。
This is a metaphorical saying. God did not really spit on her face.
那后来神就跟她吐口水。
But indeed, later God spat on her face.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why would I say this?
我们看《民数记》的十二章。
Let's go to Numbers chapter 12.
十二章的14节。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
民数记十二章14节。
Numbers chapter 12, verse 14.
民数记十二章14节，来 ，Benny 再试一次，来。Try Benny again. See what happens. Numbers chapter 12, verse 14. Don't you attend to me? 14.
Then the Lord said to Moses, if her father and us has been in the past, would you know be some 7 days, let her be shut out of the camp 7 days?
神对摩西说，他的父亲若吐唾沫在他脸上，他就要丢脸七天了。
So the Lord told Moses, if her father has spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days?
后来摩西真的，后来米利暗真的丢脸七天。
And so indeed, Miriam was embarrassed and in shame for 7 days.
好像神真的在她脸上吐口水了。
And indeed, it seemed like God had spat in her face.
所以我们不要随便吐人家口水哦。
So we have to remember, do not spit on anyone.
不然神会吐我们口水哦。
Or else God will spit on our face in return.
所以当纪念神向米利暗所做的。
So we must remember what the Lord has done to Miriam.
就是提醒我们不要随便毁谤神的工人。
And this is to remind us that to not
应该不要讲随便，就是不要毁谤神的工人。
Do not speak against the Lord's workers.
我们来读神所说的话，有时候我们要把神的话放在心里面。
Let us read what God has spoken.
我们来看民数记十二章的第八节的最后面一句话。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 8。
请你读英文。
Chapter 12 verse 8。
民数记十二章第八节。
Chapter 12 verse 8. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
圣经特别讲，你们毁谤我的仆人摩西。为何不惧怕呢？
So the Bible tells us that why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
有时候我们觉得今天我们言论很自由，我们讲话也有时候比较不客气。
So sometimes because we know that we have the freedom of speech, we speak very carelessly.
有时候在网络上真的会看到一些攻击的文章。
So sometimes we can even see languages that speak against the workers on the internet.
这个我们要记得不要吐口水。
We have to remember, do not spit on others' faces.
神要让我们纪念像神向米利暗所做的。
Remember, God has reminded us to remember what He has done to Miriam.
我们就民数记十二章，我们来谈三点。
So from Numbers chapter 12, let us talk about three different points.
就是米利暗诽谤摩西。
First of all, Miriam spat in his brother's face.
第二点，我们来谈摩西及其谦和。
Then we talk about how Moses was very meek.
第三点，好像神吐口水一样。
And then what happened to Miriam was just like the father spitting in her face.
我们再看十二章，民数记十二章的第一节。
Continue to read chapter 12, verse 1.
民数记十二章第一节，第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
张爱芳前面是哪一位？
摩西娶了不是彼此的母亲，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的不是彼此，就回头他们说。第二节，难道耶和华当与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见。
他们好。摩西娶古实女子做太太。
So Moses married a Cushite.
请问古实在哪里
？Do you know where Cushite area is？
谈一下古实，古实是现在的哪个国家 ？Ethiopia 哈。
In modern days, it is Ethiopia.
这个古实如果你把这个字的希伯来文呢打进去呢，你会发现到它有两种不同的翻译。
So in the area of Cush, if you type in the Hebrew translation, it has two different meanings.
同样的字啊，翻十五次翻成伊索比亚，二十三次翻成古实。
So it is 15 times translated as Ethiopian and 23 times translated as Cushites.
那这个字的原意啊 ，Cushion 这个字的原意是他们的黑啊，他们所以古实人、伊索比亚人，他们皮肤是黑色的。
The origin of this word meaning they are.Dark, and so therefore, it is saying that these people are dark in skin color.
那这个古实人其实在上古时代是一个相当英勇的民族。
And the Cushan, in actually, in the ancient times, they were a very brave group of people.
我们来看《创世纪》第十章。
Genesis chapter 10.
创世纪十章的第八节。
Genesis chapter 10, verse 8.
创世纪十章第八节。
Genesis chapter 10, verse 8.
十章八节。哎 ，Bill， 可不可以请你读？十章第八节。哎，在上古时代啊，这个古时的孩子啊，是英雄中的英雄。
If we're in ancient day, the descendant of Cush, there were the mighty warriors of the time.
啊，我们讲远了，然后那摩西就娶这个地方的女子做太太。
And so Moses married a Cushite woman as her wife.
啊，请问摩西本来有没有太太？叫什么名字
？Do we know if Moses had a wife before, and what was her name?
啊，西波拉哈。
Zipporah.
她是米甸女子嘛，对不对
？She was a Midianite.
那请问摩西是娶西波拉还是摩西嫁西波拉
？And do you remember if he was he married him or he was married into her?
我你怎么知道？啊？啊，他住在那边。啊，一般解经家都说摩西是入赘给西波拉。
So usually.It is described that Moses had married into two different
people. 从两点可以知道哈。
From two different points.
啊，第一点就是摩西离开他的岳父家的时候，跟雅各离开岳父家不一样。
Because we know that when Moses left his father-in-law's house, it was different from when Jacob left his father-in-law's house.
雅各离开岳父家，他有自己的财产，他牛羊驹子可以带走。
When Jacob left, he took all his inheritance. He had his flock.
那摩西离开耶户家什么都没有，因为那个财产是耶户家的，就是太太家的，因为他嫁摩西入赘过去了。
So we know that when Moses left his father-in-law's house, he took nothing with him because he had no belongings.
那第二，你也知道说他生了两个孩子啊，如果太太没有到埃及，没有去找啊，离开这个米甸去找摩西啊。他两个孩子可能没有受，就是不会受割礼。
So we all know that he also had two children, and then if his wife did not leave Midian, then his children were not circumcised.
代表这个孩子应该是属于女方的，因为刚开始没有受割礼。如果是属于以色列人呢，他应该要受割礼。
And this most likely represented that these people belonged to the woman's side and did not become an Israelite and was circumcised under the Israelite law.
那请问摩西为什么要再娶一个太太？
Therefore, we ask, why did Moses take up another wife?
圣经上没有讲哈。
The Bible did not tell us anything about this.
有人说可能他太太是不是死掉了？不知道。
Some might have guessed that his wife might have passed away.
有人说啊，也许啊，古代他们啊，亚伯拉罕都有啊。有两个太太、啊、是不是他也是这样子呢
？Another guest might have been that he might have a more wives than one.
啊，总之呢，他娶了一个外族不同肤色的人，又可能因为这样的一个借口呢，或者是其他原因了，变成一个借口，让他的姐姐来诽谤他。
Therefore, all we know is that because he had taken up a foreign wife, and that became an excuse for his sister to turn against him.
可是姐姐的这个诽谤啊，又跟这个婚姻没有直接的关系啊。
But then, whatever the sister had talked against him had nothing to do with his wife.
啊，圣经上用诽谤，但是我们听那个话，我们不晓得到底诽谤的实质内容是什么。但是第二节是记载说，难道神也不跟我们说话吗？只跟摩西说话吗
？We do not know the actual context of their word.That they spoke against Moses, but what is recorded here is that has the Lord only spoken through Moses, and hasn't He also spoken through us?
请问怎么样用什么字来解？什么叫做毁谤
？So how can we explain how they spoke against Moses?
英文叫 spoke against， 就是讲坏话嘛，哦。毁谤到底要怎么解释
？How do you explain this situation?
其实毁谤另外一个话就是 belittle， 就是轻看啊。
In another word, to speak against someone is to belittle someone.
通常有一些听讲的话不中听啊，因为诽谤就讲的话不中听的那个意思。
Therefore, it means that they have said something that is not pleasant to the person.
那圣经上讲， 这个米娜就是这样做了。
And so this is what the Bible's recording.
那很多解经家都说呢，其实因为前面哈，摩西刚刚把他的灵分赐给七十个人。
And some of the theologists who study the scripture said that it is because previously Moses had just divided up his spirit into seventy different elders.
那这个他这样毁谤，其实有基于这样的背景，是不是有一种啊，我们叫做 power struggling 哈 ，power struggle 就是有一种为权力啊，怎么只有神跟你讲话呢？神也跟我们讲话，我们也是有权说话的，有权做事情的。
So from this day.Guess that the reason why Miriam spoke against Moses was probably because of some kind of power struggle.
啊，那圣经上讲说神听见了。
And so here it records that the Lord heard her.
其实我们基督徒，我们弟兄姐妹，大家彼此谈论哈，神都侧耳听哦。
So we know that brothers and sisters, when we talk among ourselves, the Lord is indeed listening in.
那我们来看马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
一章，请你读。我们每一个拜神的人、敬畏神的人，我们在谈事情、神侧耳而听。
For those who fear the Lord and talked with each other, and there is a scroll of remembrance that was written in His presence concerning all these people.
我常常想象神一个充满天地的大耳朵啊，都在听我们讲话。
So I often imagine a humongous ear that fills the whole earth listening in on our conversation.
因为圣经上讲，将来我们审判，我们所说的话句句要供出来。
Because the Bible has told us that at the judgment day, every single word we have spoken will be taken.
所以说这个纪念册，这个是不是生命册呢？我们将来我们审判信主的人要按照这个册子来审判我们。
Therefore, the scroll of remembrance here could it be the book of life that will be used to judge against us?
那这里特别谈到纪念册，应该是他们讲的是好的吧？所以神也是记录那些敬畏思念他名的人了。
But since it is a scroll of remembrance, we are hoping that it is a remembrance of good things.
所以我们就看到这个事实了哈，神听见了。
And therefore, the fact was that God heard this.
如果请问你有这一辈子有没有因为被人家批评很难过过？请举手。
Have you ever been spoken against to and felt really sad in your life?
你这一辈子从来没有被批评过的，请举手。
Have you never been spoken against to?
从来都没有人伤过你的心，因为讲你的坏话，你从来都没有的。举高一点，我想看一下。
Have you never been hurt by something that someone else has said against you?
真的吗？一个都没有吗
？Never.No one.
大家都好像被说过坏话的样子。
So it seems like everyone has been spoken against at one point in their life.
如果我们说我们坏话的人、诽谤我们的人是我们的敌人可能我们就算了，反正你就不行。反正是我们是做对的嘛。
If whoever speaks against us is our enemy, then it doesn't matter because you know they are against you anyway.
但是问题是，这个人是一位我们说是一位是位姐姐。
But the problem here is that we know Miriam was the sister of Moses.
是一位同工。
She was also a co-worker of Moses.
是一位可以说是也是带领神百姓的一个人。
She was also a leader among the leaders that brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
是不是神也跟他说话So, 所以他也传神的话，所以他应该是个女先知啊。
The Lord also spoke to her, and she also spoke for the Lord, so she was also a prophetess.
那个大卫有那个被四妹咒骂，被四妹扬土啊，大卫就不理他了。
When David was rebuked and spoken against by Shimei, and he didn't do anything.
反正四妹就是跟那个以扫是同个支派的，他的反应很正常了。扫罗王是同个支派的。
Because he knew that the Shemites were from the same tribe as Saul, King Saul. Therefore, he didn't do anything about it.
但是我在想如果他儿子要追杀他，可能真的是心在淌血。
But you can imagine how heartbroken he was when his own son spoke against him and went after him.
我想这个，所以其实
我们最亲的人攻击我们，有时候是我们最受不了的时候。
Therefore, it's often the most difficult when our dearest and closest ones speak against us.
我们来看诗篇五十篇十九节到二十节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 50, verse 19 to 20.
诗篇五十篇十九节到二十节。
Psalms chapter 50,
十九节到二十节。
Verse 19 to 20.
自东兄是吧？诗篇五十篇十九节二十节。忏悔你亲生母亲的儿子啊，所以有时候我们啊，有时候真的是会遇到这样的事情。
So this is something we may encounter in our life.
但是耶稣说哈，其实自己的敌人呢，常常我们的家人就是自己的敌人。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus has told us that sometimes our own family can be our enemy.
所以有时候这成为人生啊，必须要经历的一部分。
And this is something that we must experience in our life.
那请问为什么米利亚为什么会毁谤摩西呢？出于什么心态？
Out of what kind of a situation did Miriam speak against Moses?
这是什么心态呢？
What was her mentality?
我们上一堂还上两堂提到 godly jealousy 跟 earthly jealousy， 是不是？
So previously we heard from lessons about we learned about godly jealousy and godly sorrow.
一种从神来的嫉妒，一种是人间的一个哀伤。啊，不是。
Sorry.
你们讲什么
godly jealousy and
and what?
Godly sorrow.
Oh, godly sorrow. 所以有时候当然这个嫉妒啊，如果神从神来的嫉妒那个是好的啦。
So we know that jealousy coming from God is a good thing.
但是其实他神只跟你说不跟我们说话吗？其实这是人跟人之间的一个嫉妒啊。
But when Marian said, why does the Lord speak to you and not to us? It seems like jealousy between people.
对不起，我讲这样可能不对啊。请问嫉妒怎么写？中文怎么写？是女字旁还是男字旁？
So we know the jealousy that the Chinese characters for jealousy has a feminine subtitle to it.
嫉跟妒好像都女字旁哈。
So in Chinese character, the characters have a feminine word in it.
当然不是说弟兄都是宰相啊，宰相的度量比较大。
It doesn't mean that men have more are more accommodating.
但是我们每个人都要知道说人都可能有嫉妒的问题。
So we must know that we may become jealous one day. We all may.
这个米利暗嫉妒之后神跟他吐口水，最后他怎么样了？
So after Miriam became jealous and God spat in her face, what happened?
大麻风。
She became leprous.
大麻风圣经上怎么形容她的？她哥哥怎么说的？
What did the Bible
怎么样？好像采出母炭就烂了，是不是？
Her flesh became rotten like.
这个圣经上的话很有意思哦，我们来看一下箴言的十四章三十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30.
箴言十四章三十节。
Proverbs 14 verse 30.
十四章三十节。建国是？建国建都。那个明天好像是肉像烂掉了，是不是白的？好像烂了哦。可是这边是说嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
So Miriam's skin was rotten away, just like what is mentioned here. Envy rots the bones.
是不是已半烂的死胎嘛？哈，出母像肉已半烂的死胎。所以其实这个在形容嫉妒，我们的心情会不好，会睡不着觉，身体会越来越衰弱的意思啦。
Here in Proverbs it describes a symptom of jealousy. We will wither away, and we cannot sleep, and we will become our bones will wither.
我这一辈子从来没有想过我会嫉妒人啊，我从来都不会想过说我怎么可能会嫉妒人呢。
In my whole life I've never really imagined myself being jealous of anyone else.
从小到大我总是觉得自己不是最顶端的人，也不是最 最应该也不是最下最最不好的，应该是中间，所以啊，反正呢，比上不足，比下有余，干嘛要嫉妒呢
？So throughout my life, I've never been at the bottom of a comparison. I've never been so much better off than other people. So I've never really thought I'd be jealous of anyone.
啊，但是有一次啊，我发觉到，哎，怎么我也会嫉妒哦。
But then one time I discovered that I have jealousy within me.
那其实那是我跟神最亲近的时候。
And this was actually a time when I felt closest to God.
为什么说最亲近？因为那时候每天祷告两个小时是被逼的啦。
Because at that time I prayed for almost 2 hours every day.
因为我那时候当神学生啊。
And I was forced to because I was a TTP student.
应该说被逼也是被逼得很高兴就是了。
It was involuntary, but I was very joyful.
那有一次我一个同学，因为你知道我进神学院的那个心态不是太好。
When I first started TTP training, I didn't have a very good mentality.
我总觉得像我这样的人怎么可以做这种工作呢
？I even thought how can someone like me take up such a job like this?
那时候很不是很成熟了，不懂神的恩典。
I was quite immature at the time. I didn't understand the grace of God.
啊，我一直觉得自己很棒这样子哦。
I often thought I was very great.
但是我的两个同学比我更棒。
But my fellow students, my fellow classmates were so much better than me.
一个在社会上是做主管的。
One used to be a managerial position in the society.
一个在社会上是念博士的。
And the other had a PhD.
我想说我学历很高啊，哦，那怎么一个比我更高的呢
？I always thought I was highly educated, but someone else had a better degree than me.
我工作很好啊，怎么有人工作啊？怎么他比我更好呢
？And I did well at work, but then someone else was better.
其实，在社会上我都不会嫉妒人家哈。
Before when I was working in society, I never was jealous.
但是很奇怪，当你被人家摆在一起的时候，那个会有比较的心呢。
When the specimens were narrowed down to only a few, then you start being jealous. You start comparing.
这个就好像什么呢？你把三只 wolf 放在一起啊，或三只 wolf 放在一起，或是一群狗放在一起啊，一定有一个会做老板的。
If you put
大家就咬来咬去，看谁做老板了。
If you put a pack of wolves together, a pack of or a group of dogs together, one person will become the alpha male.
大家都想知道自己在这个群体当中自己是老几这样子的。
Everyone wants to see where you rank among a group.
这个是我觉得哇，我怎么会这样想
？And that is when I realized why would I think this way.
因为我尤其有一个晚上特别睡不着觉。
Especially there was this one sleepless night.
因为有个同学恩赐很好啊。
Because one of my classmates was very greatly talented.
我还记得我那时候住在 Garden Grove 教会，晚上他领会，他领完会，啊，好多人都说，哎呀，你好棒哦，你好棒哦，这样子。
I remember we lived at Garden Grove, and one night my classmate gave service, and after the service, everyone went to him and said that was such a great service.
哦，我一个晚上睡不着觉，因为别人杀死万万。
And the entire night I couldn't sleep because that person has slain thousands, tens of thousands.
啊，真的说，哎，奇怪，我怎么也会嫉妒呢
？And I felt this was strange, a strange feeling. I started feeling jealousy.
哦，为了这个事情，我真的很难过。
And for this, I was deeply sad.
可是那是好像不自主的，好像你没有办法控制的。他就是一个晚上让你睡不着觉这样子了。
And I could not even help it, but I was sleepless for one whole night.
那你知道，如果你这个东西不控制，到最后你就会有心中会有阴暗的地方啊，到最后你人跟人之间就会有一种 KK 哈，没有办法和谐相处啊。
And we know that if I don't take it under control, then eventually it will grow into a barrier between me and this person.
那所以毁谤啊，其实有时候是从你。怎么样看自己是一种虚名来的
，and therefore sometimes
注重虚的名誉啊。
When you speak against someone else, maybe it comes from within yourself.
我们来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书五章的二十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 26.
加拉太书五章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 26.
加拉太书五章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 26.
五章二十六节
Chapter 5:26
崇祯的儿子叫什么圣崇祯的儿子叫什么圣德圣德圣德请你读一下二十六节
二十六节不要贪图虚名彼此惹气互相嫉妒
有时候我们会毁谤会嫉妒会毁谤、哦、
Sometimes.
可能是从贪图虚名来的
Sometimes we envy each other. We start provoking each other because we have become conceited.
啊，其实这个都是我们每个人要灵修的。
And this is something that we must work on.
因为不小心，我们就会走到那一条路上面去。
Because without being careful, this is where the road will lead us.
我们要先把自己燃烧掉了，那再把 真的献上就是把自己像燔祭献上哦，燔祭就是全部烧掉了。
We must offer ourselves like a burnt offering.
那就什么都没有了，自我也没有了。
So we must burn off everything and burn off our own self.
所以我们就是特别提醒我也是这样自我提醒的。
And this was how I reminded myself.
或者神会听见了哈。
Or God will hear.
神会生气。
God will become mad.
其实如果我们看经文哈。
Sometimes when we watch the news.
圣经上叫我们无论谁都不可以毁谤。
The Bible tells us that do not rebuke anyone.
出埃及记二十二章二十八节说，不要毁谤我们的长官。
So Exodus chapter 2 verse 22 it says that do not
Exodus 不要毁谤我们的 officer.
Do not speak against your officers.
再来说，不要毁谤我们的邻舍 our neighbor.
Do not speak against your neighbors.
十五章第三节。那我们来看这一节，我觉得这一节蛮有意思的。看犹大书
，That's under Jude。
有时候我们说赶鬼都用斥责的，对不对
？Sometimes we rebuke a demon to cast them out。
对，是用斥责。但是你看那个天使在跟魔鬼争摩西尸体的时候，圣经上怎么记载的
？But we can see that what happens when the angels were fighting against the corpse of Moses。
这个魔鬼是用赶的，是要斥责的。
You have to rebuke the Satan。
但斥责的方法好像不是用诽谤哦。
But sometimes they do not use, they do not speak against them.
这个诽谤到底是英文怎么说的 ？Can you read Jude verse 9?
But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him.
Slander of accusation.
Slanderous accusation.
Slanderous accusation. 就是魔鬼在天使要抢摩西的尸体的时候呢，不是为摩西的尸体争辩的时候呢，不是说抢，然后也不敢用毁谤的话。
So we know that when the archangel Michael was disputing with the devil about over the body of Moses, he did not dare to use a slanderous accusation.
更何况是我们弟兄姐妹呢？
Then what more about talking to about our brothers and sisters?
更何况是神的工人呢
？And the workers of God.
所以我们不要 belittle， 不要轻看，不要毁谤。
Therefore, do not slander against, do not belittle our brothers and sisters.
那我们再来看摩西的反应。
So let's look at Moses' reaction.
请问摩西怎么反应
？Do we know how did Moses react?
摩西对这事情怎么反应？摩西的反应就是没有反应。
Moses reacted by not reacting.
这个是不简单的哈，这是不简单的。那我们再来看，看民数记十三十二章
，Numbers chapter 12，
第三节
，verse 3，
十二章第三节
，chapter 12 verse 3，
摩西及其谦和胜过世上一切众人。请读英文。
Chapter 3. Now Moses is a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
你想想看，摩西知不知道？圣经上没有记载，但是你想想看，摩西知不知道米利暗在诽谤他
？Can you imagine if Moses knew Miriam was speaking against her him?
我想应该知道，要不然不会记第三节。怎么突然插进这句话来呢
？He must have known, or else this verse wouldn't have been there.
那个谦和，事实上英文叫什么？英文叫 meekness， 对不对
？Meek，
对不对？那个谦和中好像谦卑，其实不是，是摩西那个态度是很 meek， 就是 meek 到哈、哦、不会去回应了、啊，柔和到不回应了、啊，不是谦卑哦，是柔和哦，是 meek 哦。
In some versions of translation, it is not humble, it is meek. So we know that he was very gentle and meek. He did not speak up for himself.
那个柔和的，有这个温柔的心哈、哦。用 meek 这个字，我们说圣经上只用这个字呢，只形容过两个人呢、啊。用 meek 这个字形容过两个人。
We know throughout the Bible the word meek was only applied to two persons.
第一个就是耶稣。
The first one is Jesus.
耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑。”那个柔和就是这个字。
And Jesus Christ said, "I am humble and meek."
那再来就是形容摩西。
And the second one was Moses.
我觉得至少我们要做到这一点哦。如果我们哈、哦，我们至少可以做到这一点。我们看诗篇三十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 38.
At least 哈、哦，我们来做这一点的哈、
哦。We should at least try to do this. Psalms 38.
三十八篇的十三节、十四节。
Psalm 38, 13, 14.
诗篇三十八篇十三节、十四节。
Psalm 38, 13, 14.
Maybe 也许从十二节开始读到十四节。
Philip, can you read, please?那个这里大卫写是说他那些敌人是口出恶言终日思想诡计的第十二节
okay. Here David talks about his neighbors set up traps to...
是不是有说口出恶言口出恶言 speak evil、
oh, they, speak, they harm him and with evil words
那十三节说他像聋子啊，十四节说他像怎么样像哑巴、哦、就是十三节十节说他像聋子不听见像哑巴不开口
and so verse 13 and 14 says that he acted like a deaf man like a mute who did not hear and did not speak、
哦、我觉得这个真的是很不简单、哦、
and I thought this was very difficult to
你看为了神的荣耀、哦、摩西 是跟神祷告四十昼夜一直跟神 argue 神啊拜托你不要把以色列人杀了这个杀了的话你没有荣耀为了神的荣耀他奋斗四十昼夜
So because of the Israelites, Moses prayed to God and pleaded for them for 40 days and nights for the Lord to spare them.
This is for the glory of God.
For the glory of God.
因为摩西说，如果你把他们带出来，再把他们杀掉，你的荣耀在哪里呢？
Because Moses argued that if you brought them out of Egypt and then you killed them, and where would your glory lie?
但是为自己的荣耀，哈，一句话都不讲了。
But for his own glory, he did not say anything.
我们觉得这个情节真的很值得我们效法。
I feel like this is something that we can learn.
那不但不说话
，Not only did he not speak,
还帮人家祷告。
He even prayed for her.
我们看十二章。
So let's go back to chapter 12.
十二章
，chapter 12,
十一节
，verse 11.
不，我们来读十三节就好了哈，十三节。
Verse 13.
十二章十三节。
12:13.
我不晓得英文什么字眼，那中文的字眼很有趣。Daniel， 请你读。哀求啊，中文叫哀求。那个这个祷告不是一般的祷告，应付一下。哎呀，反正你叫我帮你祷告嘛，我就应付一下，帮你祷告一下哦。
So in verse 13 here it says that Moses cried out to the Lord. He didn't just pray.
那个哀求，那个不晓得，好、哦、像是哀，有一个哀在里面 ，cry 哦。
Here says that he cried out to the Lord.
那个对欺负他的人，对诽谤他的人，对吐他口水的人。
To those who have spoken against her, to those who have spat on his face.
这个是真的，我们要学习的人呢。
This is someone who we really can learn from.
这个是啊，温柔的人有福了，可真的是可以承受地土的人。
Because blessed are those who are meek, are gentle, because they can inherit the land.
所以愿主耶稣能够帮助我们，能够跟摩西一样啊。
So we hope the Lord can help us to be like Moses.
我们来到 NATS， 事实上真的能够希望神能够改变我们的生命气质。
So we are here at NATS because we really hope God can help us change our life.
那一个事情就是真的让我们成为一个更温柔的人。
And one of the most important things for us to become a more gentle and meek.
当别人打到我们的时候，我们像沙包，就把那个打的东西把它扩散掉，不像皮球，人家一打我们就弹起来了。
We should be like a sandbag when upon impact we will absorb the force and not like a ball that bounces back.
我们像个大海，我们的心道就像大海，一个石头扔下来没有什么了哦。
Our heart will be like the great ocean if a stone is cast into it, nothing will come out of it.
那个不像一个小池塘，那个涟漪可能就很大。
Unlike a small pond, if a stone is thrown in, then the ripples will continue.
我每次讲到这种道理，我都想到中国有一句诗啊，我很喜欢。
Every time I think about this, I thought of a poetry in an ancient Chinese.
他说那个两岸猿声啼不住，轻舟已过万重山啊。那个两岸的猴子啊，叽叽喳喳，叽叽喳喳一直叫，两岸猿声啼不住啊，轻舟已过万重山。那个你的心像一片轻扁舟哦，很轻快的船呐、啊。一下就经过了，叽叽喳喳，叽叽喳喳，猴子你都听不见了。
So, your heart should be like a canoe that sails through a little pond where there's a little river where there are very noisy monkeys on both shores.
我跟弟兄姊妹分享，我以前听过一个作家讲一些话，我也是蛮感动的。
I've also shared about this before. I've heard of an author speak some words that really touched me.
他说，一个成熟的人是有什么样的表现呢？
A really mature person should have the following characteristics.
他说成熟是一种明亮而不刺眼的光辉啊。
To be mature is to be a very, very bright but not blinding light.
它是一种圆润而不刺耳的声音啊。
It's a very rounded and not a screeching sound to the ear.
它是不用这样子，不用这个啊，观察别人的一种从容的态度。
And it is in a very carefree, casual attitude that you do not have to care about what others are thinking.
不用对周围诉求的啊一种心中的大气啊，不用诉求的大气啊，不用对周围诉求，不用对周围解释的一种度量。
It is a casual attitude where you do not have to plead your case to anyone.
不用理会周围哄闹的一种微笑。
And it is a kind of smile that can overcome all the wind and storms around you.
不用到处声张的一种厚实啊。
And a kind of sturdiness that you do not need to boast.
我觉得我们灵修哈，越来如果能够越像这样子哈，应该是很美的事情，就像摩西及其谦和。
And if we can really cultivate our spirituality to become like this, to become like Moses, who is meek among meek.
那因为摩西不为自己申辩。
And because Moses would not plead for his own case.
所以神就为他申辩。
Therefore, God helped him.
我们会知道圣经，如果人为自己申辩，神大概就不说话了。
We can see in the Bible that if a person seeks his own vengeance, then the Lord will remain silent.
那这一段大家都读过，因为我剩下五分钟，我觉得这个神把他们三个叫过来，在会幕门口前嘛，对不对
？So here you can see that the Lord called them out to stand in front of the tent of meeting.
那第五节，请你读。
Verse 5. Then the Lord came down a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance of the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam.
十二章第五节，民数十二章第五节，这个哈，我读到这里就想起那个军中哈，军中不是这个好像是叫那个摩西、亚伦跟米利、亚伦跟米娜，你们出来两个就出来，对不对？这个军中术语就是说，你们两个人给我站出来，立正手贴好啊，要跟你们训话。
So this reminded me of being in the military when someone is troubled, they will call them out and come and they'll stand.
那神怎么说的？第六节。
What did the Lord say?
你们中间若有先知，我主必在异象向他显现，梦中与他说话。
Verse 6. He said, "Listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams."
对，所以第一点是你要知道，摩西真的是神人呐、啊，是神面对面说话，嘴对嘴说话。一个 translation 说 mouth to mouth, speak mouth to mouth 是。他跟摩西是嘴对嘴说话的。
So in one translation it says that I speak to with Moses, I speak to him mouth to mouth.
那跟神很亲近的，好像跟摩西说，好像朋友一样啊。
The Lord is just like a companion to Moses. They are so close to each other.
这个是跟神这么亲近的人，你怎么？我们说打狗也要看主人嘛，对不对
？This is someone who is so close to the Lord.
你要打狗也要看主人。
If you want to hit a dog, you must watch out for who its owner.
这个是主人怀中的至宝，你还打他吗
？How dare you strike the most precious, precious one that is in the embrace of God?
因为那我们再来，所以我重复一次，你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，你们不害怕吗
？So why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
所以第一点谈到摩西的一个特跟神一个就是神的一个很特别的亲近的人。
So firstly, God stressed how special Moses was to him.
那第二点呢？他神在讲摩西什么呢
？Secondly, what did God say about Moses? Verse 7.
我的仆人摩西不是这样，他在我全家敬中的，他是在我全家敬中的。
Verse 7. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house.
我看到这里也是很感动嘞。
So I was very touched when I read.
你知道圣经讲摩西哦，协会埃及人一切学问，说话行事大有才能。可是神不是说，你知道摩西多有恩赐吗？你知道摩西多能干吗？多有领导统一力量？神不是这样讲的。神说，因为就是看验证就是他的忠心呐、啊。
So we know that Moses was highly educated under the Egyptian systems, but then here the Lord does not boast anything else but that he was faithful.
哎，你看他审判哦，那时候没有百夫长、五十千夫长之前，他一个人从头到晚啊，从早上到傍晚，一个人就是这样一直审判下去。
And during judgments, before all the other elders were appointed, Moses is the only person that led all the judgments.
希伯来书说， 啊，那个耶主耶稣基督为设立他的中心，正如摩西啊啊在神的家里面中心一样。
So Hebrews says that Jesus Christ established the center of his house just like Moses.
所以弟兄姐妹，你在要求你的孩子，不晓得您是要求什么哈？
So brothers and sisters, I don't know what you ask of your children.
您看中的是他读什么样的学校，还是看中他有没有责任感？
Do you ask of them to be to do well academically, or do you ask for of them to have responsibility?
是什么都要拿 A 呢，还是只要他尽力，你应该就感谢了？
Do you want them to come home with straight A's, or do you want them to try their best?
其实神验中的不是你有几个 talent， 是五千、两千还是一千？
In actuality, God did not emphasize on how much talents you have.
神验中的是你的忠心跟良善。
What God emphasized on was your faithfulness.
所以摩西很良善啊，人家骂他，他不说话。
So Moses was meek, and when he was rebuked, he never talked to return.
这个是啊，对神的家很忠心呢。
He was faithful to the Lord's house.
啊，到最后神生气就走掉了。
In the end, God was mad and turned away.
第九节，
so in
神向两人发怒而去，就走掉了。
Verse 9, the anger of the Lord burned against him, and he left.
其实哦，落在永生神的手里是很可怕的。
It is indeed very scary to land into the anger of God.
请你注意几个字眼哈，我时间到了，请大家注意几个字眼。
So watch a few words.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神突然显现。
At once, the Lord came.
第十节。
Verse 10.
不料长了大麻风。不料。
And there stood Miriam, leprous.
啊，不料英文怎么讲？
Suddenly, suddenly.
所以其实哦，真的有时候我们看我们讲人很简单，什么都不想。其实如果神要真的打下来哦，你没有想到的，而且那个你那个严重性，可能你也没有想过的。
So sometimes it's easy for us to speak against other people, but be careful because when if God's anger strikes against you, you will not know how severe it is and how sudden it will come.
你知道后来他到营外啊，要在归营的时候要做什么事情吗
？So do you know that before when she was taken outside of the camp, what does she have to do? But before she is to be taken
再回到营内，她要去见大祭司。第一件事情要把全身的头发剃光。
In order for her to come back to the camp, she has to go to the great priest and she has to shave all her head.
你想想看，那个米利安长得像尼姑了，现在。
So now Miriam will look like a monk.
那个没有女人的荣耀了。
She is rid of all the glory of a woman.
因为她从那个营外回来，那个。因为他大麻风，第一件事情就是把头发统统剃掉了。
Because of her leprosy, the first thing she has to do before cleansing is she has to shave off her hair.
摩西啊，他是要盖脸，因为他跟神见面要盖脸，因为他的脸会花光啊，他要用一个帕子盖脸。
Moses, after speaking to God, he had to cover his face because his face was so glorious.
我不晓得真的，到时候米利安用什么盖他的秃头，真的不知道。
I have no idea what Miriam will do to cover up her shaved hair.
这个我们真的要讲话，我们真的不要随便讲人家的坏话。
So really have to be careful we speak against other people.
尤其在网络上叫做 public humiliation.
Especially whatever you do on the internet is public humiliation.
我们先祷告。
Let us pray together.